Hallelujah. Thank y'all for correcting me. Romans chapter number 7. Romans chapter number 7. Romans chapter number 7. I'm going to go over a familiar text, but we haven't went over it in so long. Let me show you how important Romans chapter 7 been to me in my Christian life. Watch this. It's not doing it. That's how important Romans chapter 7 been to me. I've studied it so much until it has fallen out of the Bible. And that's what we're going to go over today, because I feel that there's something that he's given me and that I know and that you don't know. And even if you do know it, you can add knowledge upon knowledge. Romans chapter number 7. Today I'm reading from out of the New King James Version. I'm reading from verse 13. It says, "Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not." Apostle Paul always dealt with a third man. If you study the book of Romans, Apostle Paul always dealt with a third man. Like, what? Shall we continue in sin? Watch this. That grace may abound? Certainly not. Third man, that's how he would do it. "Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but Apostle Paul says, but I'm carnal," which means he's flesh. He's flesh sold under sin. "For what I am doing, I do not understand. But what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree that the law is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, dressed up, made up, manicured up, diamond up, big account, little account, I mean luxuries of life, whatever, Apostle Paul say, this is what I came in conclusion with. That is in me. Isn't that something? "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, sometimes I don't find it. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil that I will not to do, that I do, I practice that. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in us. For I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." He said, "I came to a conclusion. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God." That's why we have to renew our mind. "But with the flesh, the law of sin." You may be seated. Listen to this right here. If you would, listen to this right here. This right here is in the, this is in the Life Application Bible. And it says it a little different so we might understand this. Verse 15 says, I don't understand myself at all. For I really want to do what is right, but I can't. I do what I don't want to, what I hate. Have you ever been in a situation, you know, we talked about last week how there are a third of fallen angels. There was some evil. Everything God made, he made it was good, but there were some evil angels in heaven. They were good, but somehow they chose to follow Satan, and then what happens is that God kicked these kicked these angels out down here on earth, and so now they are called demons. We can't see them. We can't smell them. We can hear them, and we also can see the result of them. We can't see them in the air, but we most definitely can see the result of demon spirits working in people. Everything God made is good. You are good. Now, you're not only good. God made you very good. Tell your neighbor, God made me very good. David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. But something happened here. We got something on the outside of here that wants to get on the inside of me and you. And make me and you sin against God. Because what it is, see, the devil want me and you to be displeasing to the Lord. So I can understand in this translation. This is not a book. This is the translation. I had this with me ever since I come from prison. That's a long time, almost 20 years. And I had it while I was in prison. So he says, I don't understand myself at all. For I really want to do what's right. If there's anybody here that just want to do what's right, and you want to do what's right all the time, I see some of you that's you honest. Some of you, you know what? I got to be radical and try to make you understand what I'm saying. But some people in here understood. When I said, do you want to do, some of us just want to do what's right, there was two people here said. But when push come to shove, we all want to do what's right. We do. We all want to please God. We all want to get along with our neighbors. We all want to be loving. We all want to be caring. We all want to give. We don't want to hurt people. All of us want to do what's right. It's in us to do what's right because God made us not only good, but very good. But there are some things that we can't see get inside us that works out its name to make you and I enmity with God, to separate from God. Because the Bible said, Isaiah 59:1-2, he said, for your sins and your iniquities separate you from God so that he won't hear you when you pray. That's the Bordeaux translation. So whenever you and I sin, it separates us from God. But I thank God. I thank God that we can repent. We can tell the Lord, Jesus, I'm sorry. I acknowledge I did wrong. I want to do what's right. You know my heart. You placed in me to do what's right. I want to do what's right. I did wrong, and I ask you to forgive me. I want to be in right standing with the Lord. And I know the same thing with you. I know you want to be in right standing with God all the time. But the good that we would do at times, evil is present right there with us. When there's a right road to go and an easy road to go, we got something. When you get saved, when you put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ for salvation, The only way anyone can be saved, you must come through the door of the sheepfold. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father unless you go through Jesus Christ. We must be born again. If you're not born again, you die twice. Physical death, and then you have that spirit, that death where you'll be cast into a lake of fire. But if you were born again, you would die only once. Amen. So, but if you're not born again, check this out. Coming up, I lived a crazy life. A lot of shameful things I did that brought shame not only to my name, but to my family's name, and also to my friends. But I'm going to tell you, you know what? But when I came to sanity, this is what we're talking about. If we could just come to sanity 1 minute and say, I need Jesus. If we could just come to Jesus and say, Jesus, save me. Just, if you could do it real quick. And from that time when the Lord saved me, have never been the same no more. I don't understand all the theology. I don't understand all the word. I know a good little bit of it, but I don't understand all of it. One thing I do know, I once was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. One thing I do know, and that you that are saved, that you do know, that you was an old creature, and you, I mean the old things passed away, and you became, haven't you been changed? And that's the thing what we need. We need change. And if you have not repented of your sin and invited Christ to come into your heart, I tell people one thing about Jesus. Jesus never ran people down to save them. He never ran nobody down to cast a demon out. You have to come to him. He made us free moral agents, free will. We have a will. We must will to come to Jesus Christ. And guess what? When you come to Jesus, he make you better. I don't fully understand. I don't understand all the Bible, but I do know when the Lord saved me, man, he changed me. I mean, some things changed. And you know that too for your life. So he said, I don't understand myself at all. For I really want to do what is right, but I can't. I do what I don't want to. Then he said, what I do is what I hate. Have you ever done some things that you hate? Will you be honest enough to admit that you have done some things that you hate? Will you admit that you right now, because Apostle Paul, this man was saved. This was not a lost man speaking. This man was born again. And Apostle Paul, he said, I still do things that I hate. When you get saved, when the Lord saved you, Christ come inside you, and you become a new man. And what I didn't understand, we have to crucify the old man, but the old man does not leave. And that's the part that seems like it's not fair. I'm just being honest, man. I don't seem fair, man. We saved. Like the old man should be kicked out and we done with the old man. But instead, the old man is not kicked out. We have to keep him up under. We have to fight against ourselves. We have to fight against demon spirit. And guess what? And I found out not only do the demons speak, but I found out that my old man has a voice too. He say go do the things that my new man say he hate. So So I can understand when he said, I see something in my members that when I would do good, evil is present right there with me. And church, in order to be a victorious Christian, you and I have to understand, I mean fully understand, that demons can work inside you as well as your old man. You know what? We're in a battle that's, we're in a battle by going with numbers is unfair. But how many of you know that with Jesus, he's the majority. With Jesus, he's the majority. But think about this right here. You and I, we fight. We battle against demons, and we battle against ourselves. We talked about this a couple of years. There are three voices that be in your head. You have God talk through the word of God. God give word. The Holy Spirit give word. Then you have demons that are selfish. They know what they want to do? They're connected with Satan. They want to steal, kill, and destroy. They want you dead in your mess while you're doing it. Then you have this other voice is your own nature, yourself. Somebody know what I'm talking about. He talks. He's the one that make me treat you wrong. He's the one that make me talk about you behind your back. He's the one knowing that I hate alcohol that get me over to a corner just to drink one beer. So I don't understand myself at all. For I really want to do what is right, but I can't. I do what I don't want to. I do what I hate. I know perfectly well that what I am doing is wrong. Anybody here? I don't know about you. Now, all preachers always say that. But as for myself, I know when I do wrong. I know Andre know when Andre doing wrong, whether the world accept it or not. Andre know when Andre doing wrong. Why? Because the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit inside us, he will convict you. And there's some time when you're going through conviction. When you're going through conviction, sometimes your mind make you feel like this right here. Well, I don't feel good today. Right. I'm just opening curtains now. I'm just opening curtains. I want you to see this. Boy, I don't feel good today. I don't feel right today. But what it is, all it is that the Holy Ghost is grieved. He's the one that don't feel right. And he's in your body. So I can understand. I don't understand myself at all. That I can understand when he say that. He says, the word says, I know perfectly well that what I'm doing is wrong. And my bad conscience proves that I agree with the law that I'm breaking. But I can't help myself. I was bothering this chick one time. And I knew I shouldn't have been bothering with her. But I kept doing it. You know, I'm just talking about, no, I wasn't married. But you ever been with somebody that you know you shouldn't be with, but some kind of way you still with them? Because they know how to ooh, groove and smooth you just for the moment. But then once you get through being ooh, groove and smooth, then you like, oh my God, what have I done? But the thing is, church, and I'm not going to be with you long, you have to know these about yourself. If you're in this Christian race and all you know is about church, you will live in defeat. You have to know about our surroundings. There are a third of demonic forces, evil spirits that Satan that chose to follow Satan when God kicked him out of heaven when he said, I'm going to make my throne above you, God. I'm going to be just like you. So the Lord kicked him out. And that third said, I'm going to follow them. I'm going to follow Satan. You have these things. Let me show you just a perfect example. Go to Ephesians right quick. Ephesians, the scripture that we went over here, this is a very, very important one here. This is very, very important. Listen to this right here, Ephesians chapter number 2, starting with verse number 1. Church, you have to get this one here, because if you don't get these right here, what will happen is you will just learn about church and just do the church thing and don't know that you are in a war. We are in an unseen war. You think, well, I'm going through a lot of trials. I'm going through a whole lot of trials, tribulation. Can't even say tribulation. Going a whole bunch of tribulation. I'm telling you, things are tearing me up. I am down. I've been beat up and beat down. But the thing is, you don't really know that you are in a battle. And what it is, it's the devil trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Apostle Paul says somewhere, he says that it's not I that live, but Christ that live in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So what it is, a lot of times life be going on and we have to answer the door a lot. I said again, life is taking its courses. It's every day. It's minute by minute, hour by hour. But guess what? There's a lot of knocking on doors, and we have to answer the door all the time. And we have to make sure the right one answers the door. Because sometime that wrong one can answer the door. It'll take your testimony. It can just break your fellowship. And guess what? And it also can make you sin. If you know what? If your weakness, somebody know your weakness, and they come and knock on that door, and then you let the old man answer that door, it's not going to be peace be upon you. You're going to be what's really happening. What's going on? See, the old man now going to answer you. We have to make sure who answers the door. And the devil is always knocking on the door. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Bible says, but your adversary, the devil, walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But whom resist him, stand fast in the faith, knowing that the same temptations. Our brothers and sisters went through them. We have to make sure who answers that door. Make sure who answers that door. Your life depend upon it. Your relationship with God depend upon it. Your testimony depend upon it. And you have to, and you have to really listen to this right here. Chapter 2, verse number 1. And you has he, you that was born again, has he quickened, which means made you alive, made you saved, who were, past tense, dead in trespasses and sin, you were on your way to a devil's hell. And then he said, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. One thing about it, we, all of us, have walked according to the course of this world. None of us have came in here saved. Why? Because the wicked, entangled from the womb, as soon as they be born, they speak lies. Psalms 58, verse number 3. So all of us got an evil inside of us. But the thing is, church, we have to be aware of this thing so we can fight this thing. We have to fight it. And you know what? And it's just, you know what I found out too? This is something else I found out too. And you possibly can attest to this right here. My greatest enemy dealing with eternity is Satan, but my greatest enemy down here on earth is me. You know who a problem, know who Andre's biggest problem is? Andre, because I let Andre answer the door. Can I get a witness? It says in verse number 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. One thing about this right here, too, and you can get this one right here. I don't know if you believe that this 66 books, 39 in the old, 27 in the new, written by over 40 men of God, Old Testament, Hebrew, New Testament, Greek. If you believe in this word of God, you will believe that you have weaknesses. And you and I have flaws that we have to fight against. That we have to fight against. It's amazing. It's amazing. We have to keep fighting, church. We have to keep fighting. Verse number 3 says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Now, I want to stop 1 minute. Go to chapter number 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 20 through 24. Tell you just a little bit else about this old man, and then I'm going to take my seat. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. Are you there? It says, but you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Here, go right here. This is the one that got me. That you put off concerning your former conduct. Check it out now. The old man. Now this is the part that got me, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then it said, now I'm talking about put on, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. But check this out right here. This is the one that got me. This is the one that got me, verse 22. Listen to this right here. If you follow with me, I won't be in any longer, okay? Verse 22, it says, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man. And this is the part that got me too, which grows corrupt Something about your old man, it doesn't get any better. Got to get this one now. Your old man don't get any better. Matter of fact, he gets worse. Look like all these 30-something years, the Lord have saved me. Look like I still shouldn't have no weaknesses. Yeah, but just dealing with it. Yeah, but I do. After all these years, and I wish I could say, hey, I'm sinless like Christ, but I can't say that. But I still have weaknesses. But where the line in the sand is might be for me with you, but I'm fighting mine. I'm fighting these weaknesses with the word, with prayer, with fasting, to bring this body into subjection. And that's the thing we have to do. The Bible says about we need to bring our body into subjection. You know, and you can look at it. Some of us been saved for so long, and we still screwed up. I'm talking about screwed up real bad. Still just as mean and angry as a rattlesnake. Still doing just as bad as somebody that's lost, fully lost, been lost, never been saved, and doing just as bad with them. And then, which is good though, pop up in church. But the good thing is that we come here to be better. And see, this right here is a spiritual hospital. This is the ER. We come here because we need Christ. We come here because we need a word. Sometimes we have such long sermons. Sometimes all we need is just a quick phrase that can totally revolutionize our life. I mean, totally. My Bible is closed. Anybody in here that have problem out of their old man? Or anybody in here have problems with you? We talked about it. You have problems with demonic forces. Sometimes they get in you and they work out what their name is. We talked about it last week, but now we find an eye that we also have problems with our flesh. Anybody here got a flesh problem? You don't got to raise your hand. You have to raise your hand. But if you do, you have a flesh problem, I want y'all to come up here and we want to pray for you. We want to pray your strength in the Lord. We want to pray your strength in the Lord. You've been battling. Come on now.